It's Fireworks 2019 in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies Limited, and the COSCAP. Good afternoon to you. It's sometimes rainy, sometimes warm day in the nation's capital. And I hope it's fine wherever you are. And today, gonna have a chance to chat with a young lady. Let me reach for my piece of paper. Yeah, my score sheet. It's a score sheet that says 7 from the Big Show, 6 from Cave Shepherd All-Stars, 3 from House of Soca. But there are 7 ladies. This was my scorecard, okay? So it may not exactly agree with your scorecard. You see, judges sometimes differ. So there are 7 ladies. I counted, and that's what I got. There were 5 fresh faces. That's what I call them. There were 5 shareholders with an alternating director. You know, every once in a while, directors come in and out. You could decide who that is. There were some returnees, and then there were some juniors who graduated. So you could decide where this guest falls. But I could tell you they fall within the 3, because they were part of 3 from the House of Soca. One of the 2 ladies from the House of Soca, and I called her a fresh face. You may not. Face is not, it looks fresh this afternoon. So, that's the introduction I'm going to give her. After that, I'm going to turn the microphone on and say, good afternoon, Faith.
Good afternoon.
There you go. So, are you a fresh face? Are you a returnee? Well, I know you're a female for sure. Mm-hmm. So, where do you put yourself?
I would definitely say I'm a fresh face.
Good.
To
there
the
you
pick
go.
Of the crop.
To the pick of the crop.
Yes.
But not a fresh face to the microphone.
No.
And certainly not a fresh face to soca.
Exactly.
It's quite a bit here, actually, with Faith all over it. Some with a last name and some without.
Mm-hmm.
Choices you make and why.
About the last name?
Yes.
Well, I just decided to drop the calendar, make it easier for searching and stuff like that. It's just Faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still my name, so, you know, some people still
call
the full
the
name,
whole name,
Faith
right.
Calendar. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, going back over the years, and I like to do that every once in a while, there are collaborations with various people, some big names, shareholders.
It's true.
Ali, Blood, Rupee. What was it like for Fresh Face to Faith with the, I know, more recognized names in the soca industry? Because you obviously got called on a lot.
Yeah. Well, how the collaborations came about, the one with Blood, at that time, I was a Banks Calendar girl
right.
in 2014. And he was also a Banks ambassador.
Calendar boy? Because I can't remember him at all. I mean, I had most of the Banks Calendar calendars signed by the calendar people. I can't remember seeing any Blood on mine.
Yeah, he was just an ambassador.
Okay.
Yeah. So
he just was the red cap on the bottle.
And that's where I kind of started my soca career as well. I did my first track with him. So I expressed the interest of doing a collab, and we did that. We had 2 songs together, actually.
That's correct.
And
you remembered.
Yeah, of course. And then the one with Allison Hines, we did a show together where they were doing kind of this new artist mentor kind of thing at the C Rocks Dome at the time. And Allison was paired up with me. And from then, you know, she took on the role as mentor and she was helping me along with certain things. And then I brought the idea to her to collaborate on a song with me. So she came to the studios just, you know, to give me pointers, you know, in terms of singing in the booth and stuff like that. And she jumped on the track and did backups and stuff like that for me. So that's how that came about too.
Now, usually, yesterday, for example, talking to my guest in studio, Terry, who started off as Sparkle T and then went on from Junior Monarch into the senior category, changed the name, I guess, to lose the junior monarch
right,
image.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she said is going forward, she'd like to do soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the complaint is we lose the juniors when they get to somewhere between the ages of, let's say, 19 and 24,
mm-hmm.
when they go to do soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have a Banks calendar, no pun on the calendar, soccer, who says, let's go to social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Why the shift? Well, because usually you say you get money from soccer, you don't get money from social commentary, and you hear all those things.
Well, to be honest, I always wanted to try it, but I felt like I needed to develop my name and brand on the soccer scene first, you know, get people buzzing about who is Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So the name is already kind of known, so to speak.
Right.
And I was also doing backups in the Headliners tent a couple of years back, maybe 3 years doing that,
mm-hmm.
and just watching the performances and stuff. I said, this is something that I could do. So this year I reached out to the Water Street Boys and said, man, I ready to try it this year. And they gave me a song, and that's it.
That's it. Good afternoon, Water Street Boys. I forgot again to put you in my list of numbers, but unfortunately, you're not a house of soca. You're not fresh faced. Well, you're kind of fresh faced. Can't even put you in shareholders yet because you're just buying up the shares right now because you have about five people in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You went to them, you said, I want to do something, and how many somethings did they give you?
This was the only one, right?
They picked one and gave it to you, and
mm-hmm.
you said, that's it? You well, usually make choices that easily?
Not
or
really.
That quickly?
Not, it wasn't
I was
that
about
easy.
To ask you what kind of lazy lady you are.
It wasn't that easy.
Because you all try on five things.
It's true.
And,
it's
you
true.
Know, 20 pairs of shoes,
mm-hmm.
four handbags, five hair
so
colors.
So then go back to the original one.
Well, someone in the mix. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be honest, this was not the concept I had in mind
mm-hmm.
when I first thought about doing social commentary this year. But they had a bigger vision
mm-hmm.
for me and me doing Pickety Crop. And those are guys that I trust, in especially in the Pickety Crop field. So I said, okay. It might not be my original idea, but maybe I'm married to that. That's why I'm not gravitating to, you know, the song. And I kind of just put out of my head and taking the song for what it is. And it's working very well. I really love it.
The lady says, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, marriage. fellas, I get a little worried here. I get a little worried here. You know, trust. You know, these are some, heavy words. When a lady starts sending you watches and telling you about trust and marriage, you know, you kind of get cold feet.
Get scared.
No, just a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
Performing the song, though,
mm-hmm.
Both for recording
mm-hmm.
and then in-house of soca,
mm-hmm.
what was it like for Faith, mm-hmm. who's accustomed to soca,
mm-hmm.
because that's energy, that's
mm-hmm.
tempo. This one is more connecting with the audience,
mm-hmm.
delivering lines,
mm-hmm.
trying to sound convincing.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think it's a little easier. Although people might see me as soca, I also do other genres on the hotel
circuit.
Mm-hmm. So I would say it's quite similar to that because the crowds are intimate. You have to connect with the audience the same kind of way.
Right.
And I do all kind of genres, if it's R&B, if it's pop, back in time. So there's room to mix it up and add different elements. And as I said, I was working with Headliners for a bit. So watching the performances and seeing how you move across the stage and that kind of stuff, it came a little easier for me.
Mm-hmm. No, you talk about R&B,
mm-hmm.
you talk about pop,
mm-hmm.
and one of the challenges, again, for crossover artists,
mm-hmm.
I'm not calling you a crossover artist because
mm-hmm.
you know soca,
mm-hmm.
is phrasing of Kaiso
mm-hmm.
and getting the lyrics to match, well, everything from facial expression to body language
mm-hmm.
to actual vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So that was easy. No problem at all.
I in the beginning, I would say the first night of House Ahsoka, I got a couple people advising, you know, mm-hmm. not to stretch out certain notes and be more, you know, cut mm-hmm. head on, that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I took in that advice and tried to incorporate it as much as I could without losing too much of myself.
Wait, you see, one of the things about Kaiso crowds is this. Everybody in a Kaiso crowd is an expert. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a judge. Mm-hmm. Everyone has been to 1,000 before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So everybody got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. One. And then even the veterans. Mm-hmm. I remember, good afternoon, Colin Spencer, how are you? Who sang about me in a couple of his Kaisos. I remember telling Colin in one of the songs I listened to when he first mm-hmm. did some recordings. I said, you play guitar and sing to yourself, right? I say, why? I say, because you know how to finish the song. Mm. You're up there going on and on. You know, you're supposed to go, and I'm done with that. I walk off the stage. Uh-huh. Call it like a, you know, there are things like that Calypsonians do and do well.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, they drop a punchline and they literally drop mic and walk off and people screaming, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then there are those that, you know, you got this, like you got an intro, you got a tail through. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, they're waiting to bow and the audience, you know, they go, yeah. And you're dying slowly inside, right? Because you're caught. I don't know why you're laughing. Calypso, listen, it is easier to please a bunch of strangers who don't even understand Bajan accents than a Kaiso crowd face.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Right. But all you made
right,
it.
All right. I made it.
We're going to talk some more about faith because you got two songs in my playlist for this year. Mm-hmm. One is a social commentary. Mm-hmm. The other one don't sound like a social commentary to me. Mm-mm, mm-mm. So it means, therefore, that the other side of faith is not lost.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. So the question is, when we come back from the song, and you can start pondering these things in your mind, mm-hmm. is how are we going to sell both sides of faith this year? Mm-hmm. And which side of faith will triumph? Mm-hmm. And what will happen to the other side of faith? Because they got some, at least three faith that I see just looking over quickly. Mm-hmm. Good.
What does it take to build a nation? And what is a nation building song? Must it only be complimentary? Or can it also point out wrong? Yes, we have some beautiful beaches, caves and natural resources. We have solid constitutions built on a Christian foundation. But I can tell you, no lie, some people do struggle to survive. Unemployment and cost of living high is no better rose in paradise. Because of building country up, because it's make the nation strong. Just take a look in inside the country. You'll see that we have it all around. Lovely views and wide open spaces. Plenty food and beautiful faces. We say we is Bajan to the bone, but we do not promote beyond. But I can't tell you no lie, some Bajans never get a blight. If you can't give your fellow man a try, how the hell do you expect us to rise? We got to build it.
In association with COSCAP, Armstrong Agencies and West Indian Waterproofing, Fireworks 2019, Faith is sitting, get friendly with a microphone. You should be familiar here, with I'm microphones here. By now. Right. So, I always like to ask artists to give me the background to the music, because I think everyone should have a thank you very much, Julie. Julie is giving me some information that I'm sure people ask. Right. It is important that we give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, so let's start with arranger. Okay. Arranger on the recording is?
Yes, the arranger is Mr. Kevin Moore.
Trumpet Boy Productions, yes, Kevin Moore.
Yes, yes.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon.
Good fellow, yeah, good boy.
So for the recording and through all the tent, mm-hmm, we use his production.
Mm-hmm.
The writers are Shane Jones and Ian Webster from the Water Street Boys. Correct, correct.
Yes. That you trust and marriage was right and discussed. And yeah. We have one witness. I am another witness. We have two witnesses. Pastor, please. Go ahead.
And the backups on the track, those are the Hosa Soka backup singers.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. People involved
in that build production.
It. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we go to finals,
mm-hmm,
I see 6 minutes, so we're going to have a little more than 6 minutes.
Okay.
Who's working on the final production?
Okay, so we're going to have Roger Gittins. He's working on that arrangement, mm-hmm, as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else pretty much stands the same.
Roger Gittins.
Mm-hmm.
Sluggy, you hear that big name, right? She got big people.
Danny Maestro.
Right, there you go. See, she wondered about the look on my face. That's why I wanted you to back me up. Because she was really worried about the look on my face. But I could just tell you, man. When you got Roger, good afternoon, Sluggy. How are you?
Manners.
Right.
Daddy King.
All right, there you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's two votes. The judges have voted. We're moving along. Your other song, though, mm-hmm, there's another song in the lineup, mm-hmm, that you did. There are two other songs,
All
as
night.
A matter of fact. All Night, yes.
Yes, that one is in the Soca Monarch Finals coming off this Sunday.
That's correct. At the new venue. Have you, yes, gone to look at the new venue?
Yes, I've been. We went you there to do our draw.
You felt the... Is there energy, a feel yet?
Yeah,
is there a feel yet?
I guess the feeling will come on Friday for grand rehearsal.
Well, when you see people
when
in
you're
band
on the stage,
and
yeah, right, to get a feel for the stage and what's not. So,
mm-hmm. Are you one of the kind of people who like to hide backstage and don't hear anything and don't see anybody, or it doesn't matter to you who we
fall? Not really. Not really. I guess I would still prefer to be focused, take, mm-hmm, away myself and just before the performance, just stay in my own space, so to speak, before going on to make sure that mentally everything is good.
Is ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, yesterday, talking to Terry,
mm-hmm,
I was made aware of the fact that while, you know, the gentlemen usually pay attention to their tailor,
mm-hmm,
and if the suit fit in correct,
mm-hmm,
and if your commander, where you put the kerchief, whether you put it in the breast pocket, the shoulder pocket, the back pocket,
mm-hmm,
whether you have a rag or a flag, but ladies go fix hair and face
makeup,
and eyes,
yeah,
and all kinds of things.
And, mm-hmm,
and that's just as important as the arrangement.
It's true. It's true. It's a package.
Yeah, and you've been in this business for a while. Keeping, yeah, fit. Let's, mm-hmm, talk about that. Because you got two different performances.
Mm-hmm.
One where you got to prance about the stage and the other one where you got to glide across the, mm-hmm, stage and deliver.
Yes.
So fitness, what's the regime?
Well, I'm at the Surfside gym about three days a week minimum. Unfortunately, during this crop over season, it has been a little harder for me to get into the gym. But
why,
all through
the
wear, no, it's just time, just managing time and being able to get in workouts.
You have a big house, a small house, a medium-sized house?
Medium.
Room for exercise bicycle or rowing machine.
Mm-mm.
You can hang up your clothes on it real pretty and then, you know. I had an exercise bicycle, a stationary one for those in the house who can ride.
Mm-hmm.
And clothes used to get hung up on it regular.
I see
more clothes on it than I see people.
Yeah.
I had a rowing machine,
mm-hmm,
when I, you know, used to try to build back the arms when I lost,
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was real good for hanging up things too. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Take up much space.
Well, I don't think I have
you could close it down and put it under the bed.
Well, fair enough. I'll look into it then, definitely.
For when? Next crop over?
Next crop over.
So what are you doing to keep fit? What are you having breakfast?
Yeah.
Power drinks in the day?
Yes, I would.
You're still working the hotel circuit?
Yes, I do.
So you got to put in sleep too?
Try to. Crop over and sleep don't really go together well, huh?
Neither does driving under stress. We talk about drinking, yeah, and driving, but, mm-hmm, tiredness. All you got to do is blink twice, you know.
It's true. It's true.
Good. I got to protect the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So getting ready for All Night.
Yes.
Different makeup. The team on that one.
Okay. The team on this one. Production, Noise Boys, mm-hmm. Written by myself and Miss Raylene. Mm-hmm. Backups were done by Alicia Yard Collins and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you know, this one is that kind of feel good soca vibe, party all night long kind of vibe. So
now, Build It, you told me, was recorded at the Legends Recording Studio.
Yes,
so
correct.
We gotta give a little pebble to the National Cultural Foundation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that in that piece of work, I think that's a good move. All Night, Faith.
Let the music play. Let the music play. Let the music play.
KRAP says people music too. You ain't afraid you get charged for plagiarism. You're not afraid you get charged for.
The song Lionel
Richie. The song was inspired by Lionel Richie.
Yes.
You said so at the start of the song. You know, I got to pull up these things, you know, because I didn't want you people to get arrested. They're arresting people in Barbados these days and carrying them, you know.
Carnival, it gives you a feeling. So throw your stress away. No, we in the mood for some fashion. Spread your arms and make a way. When the music start to play, don't look up at the DJ. So if we said two hands in the air, two hands in the air, two hands in the air, two hands in the air. And if you say swing rock, a swing rock. And if you say whip back, a whip back. Cause I don't want this thing to die. I want to go all night long. We don't want to go. We don't want to go. All night.
I like the rhythm. I feel like punging a kind of bottle and spoon kind of thing. So tiki. You see, at my age, I just take all night to do what I used to do all night. So sleep, sluggy, sleep. Take your mind out of where it is. Sleep, sluggy, sleep.
You're a sick man.
That sounds sick to you. No good, right? I take all night to do what I did all night. Sleep. It's called lyrics. Anyway, I like a little ting 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 ting. When you get too fast, as hold on to a tree and say, wait, hold on. Let me catch my breath.
Yeah,
as an old man, yeah. Go easy on you, old man. Yeah. All right. Now, Party Monarch has been merged with Sweet Soca,
mm-hmm.
Raga Soca, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The tempo has been changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But your tempo, neither too fast nor too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see an advantage or disadvantage in the merging of the two? See, that's what I like about these women. They have a way of sighing when they want you to go nowhere. You know, say, I got to go home now. Okay. Well, I could stay for another drink.
That's a hard one. I mean,
all she's doing is throwing lyrics all afternoon.
It could be both.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it being a disadvantage if you're singing a party song as it relates to melody, because mm-hmm. sweet songs are huge, usually has more melody
melodic
than
jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
Coming in by helicopter and by submarine and
yeah, but
parachute.
On the flip side, party could have an advantage too in terms of excuse me, getting the crowd hype and
mm-hmm.
so you never know.
What number did you pull for the
number 10?
That's right in the middle of the pack. You happy there?
Yeah, I'm good, contented.
Good.
Number 10 for which one?
Soca Monarch
on Sunday.
Nice.
Soca Monarch on Sunday. She's drawing at about 5 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, I put it out as 5 o'clock. People send me WhatsApp messages, tell me 4. I put it out as 5. If I wrong, well, it won't be the first time. What number would you like to draw for Pick of the Crop? Another middle of the pack?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle would be good.
Listen, you know the people in the finals? You listen to the list of names?
Some of them.
You want to come behind Edwin Yearwood and before TC? Okay, right. All right. Yeah, I just asking you.
Whatever number I pull for a reason.
Now she changed the number.
And I'll be happy with it.
Now, you know, I look at the list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
The Kaisos. And I asked myself, if I was performing this song, where would I like to be?
Mm-hmm. Fit song? Fifth song?
And yeah, fifth song.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear your
Build
answer.
It.
Let me hear your answer.
What, to that one?
Yeah.
I would like to come behind AC Christmas in Cropover, to tell you the truth, and one of the 2-1 songs, maybe classics.
Emoti.
No, I tell you what, there's a reason why I say things like that. Because, okay.
This is, and before you start this,
uh-huh.
this is Dennis pretending to be Faith. This is not Faith, okay?
Right. I'm not even your management team.
Good. We just put this out there. Mm. Good.
Right.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you why I would say so, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think it is always best to not come between 2 females. Mm. I'm serious.
As a female?
As a female.
Mm.
Because as a listener, right? If I hear 3 females one after the other.
What? Listen.
Something happened to me. I'm going to start looking at the woman. Or start wondering the tone of the voice.
Dennis.
And all kind of things other than the delivery of the song.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
And walk this path very slowly. You know
I always walk paths very slowly.
You know what I mean, females? Because That is weird to say, like, for me. You know, you're freaky, that's very weird.
No, that's not weird.
Yes, that's weird. Like mm-hmm. if it was a man, like, he's got shows hundreds of years where he's got five men can after each other, back.
And what do you think is happening?
And we don't make those same judgments for the man. We don't care if Evan turned different a little, right? If Gabby turned different.
Oh, yes, it does.
Don't care.
Man, you joking. You joking. Because here's what the men do to keep you hooked.
So you prefer...
They hit one another.
So you don't need to hear three men come back about either?
Depending on the three men and what they're singing, they will put me to sleep. If I got three pranas one after the other, I go and sleep after the first one and a half. And here's the other thing.
Right, depending on...
No, I'll tell you the other thing.
Depending on what the man singing, right? That we just said?
Two things. Depending on what the man is singing.
Good.
And arrangement.
Good.
And I'll tell you why I picked those two.
But for you three men, you don't like to hear three men come after each other.
I don't like to hear three men either. I just said so. And I told
you
why.
You said depending on what the man singing.
But I told you why. I don't like to hear them either for the same reason. Here's the thing. If you have a Griner, right, followed by a Gabby, followed by a Colin Spencer, you got three different styles and ranges. So while there may be three males, they each have a different register that they're singing at, okay? Now, if you got three pranas one after the other, and you know what prana is, right?
No.
All of them start, ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba, I tell ya, ba ba da ba da ba, a ball. By the second one, I go on sleep. If they come in at number 5, 6, and 7, right? So if you have three females who come on in the same register, good evening, Barbados. The other thing is this. Our horn men, sorry horn men, I'm picking on you, arrangers, don't like brass in your face. I don't know why. They just come with this laid-back brass line to open. And first, here's our presentation. They have 2 or 3 seconds as kill airtime. Don't forget, I'm a radio man. Right? So they do the intro on the television, and the man in the band go, 1, 2, 3. That 3 seconds of dead air, you know, man. And 3 seconds of dead air on radio is... You go on sleep.
Well, you have to do that on stage.
And I don't know why.
You have to, and you don't know why? So you want to...
Arrange your presentation to take in the three beats so that the band starts.
Nah,
but you band men tell me it can't happen.
No, boy. Then I tell you already that you are crazy.
I know that. I hear it all my life.
To even think of that, right? Like, I hear thinking of that. That is extremely chaotic.
But do you understand what it does to a listening audience?
The audience.
You don't think about them.
Yes, and the audience.
But I'm a radio man, so I got to think. They do.
No.
I got Phil.
But I'm telling you, you might not the audience, because for me, we need that too. The audience need that 2 or 3 seconds, Dennis.
To do what? To go and get a drink?
To recalibrate. You can't just hear Faith.
All right.
Faith, then presentation, and then Joaquin presentation, and then Steffi presentation, Lil Ray. Crazy.
Okay, I don't mind.
In life, we need that 1, 2, 3. That's a military thing too. That's a life thing. You need that pause. Dennis, listen
Faith,
to me. You are crazy.
I am asking you as a backup singer, as a frontline vocalist, as a lady in the hotel, them 3 seconds don't be long.
I get where you're coming from on radio, but in terms of
being
getting cues, being
you
ready.
Want the cue right, right?
Yeah.
That is
so
important. So
the call is,
that deep
the
call
is for the band and to be ready.
Okay.
Even that deep breath.
Good afternoon, Smokey. I can pick on you again. Burke have a song that I like. I've always liked it.
Mm-hmm.
From the first day I heard it, I like it. You know why? The opening bars of that song just grabbed me. If Smokey went off key, if he sing wrong, if the whole song went wrong after that, I would deal with it, because I just like the opening bars of that song, right? Because it is one of the few times that I heard a brass line that kick in from day one.
Smokey Burke.
Smokey Burke song.
That is what he's singing, Kittiso?
No. That's one of the, you know, his explanatory... trying to save Smokey from people quarreling with him and telling him how you're always singing smut. And by the way, he's coming tomorrow to defend, he's coming to have a conversation with us on Double entendre.
Smokey Bird?
Smokey Bird.
I'll be here for sure.
I know you would want to come for that. I know that. Smokey wants to talk about what is double in the entendre. And I know I'm talking to Faith. And Faith, we're going to play that third song that you tell me we have it in here wrong. We have a name that is incorrect. Mm-hmm. Right. So I am going to fix that shortly. But Smokey has a song. Let me pull it up here so to tell you what I like about it. So you know what I'm talking about when I tell you about brass men up in your face. Here is Smokerts Burkerts and the song that I like by Smokey. Right? That brass thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's a bump. Because I'm sleeping. So if you have three males coming one after the other, and that horn line start out there so in my face, even if I go in for a beverage for the lady, you know, or I say, Smokey Burke again, my, I tired of Smokey singing some kind of smut. Right? Or I just ain't like it.
People, he got this WhatsApp, people here saying Dennis, say the 3 seconds aggravates me. That ain't them even know how much seconds it is, nothing.
But I just so tell you.
One of the, that ain't them never Colgate, them know how much seconds it is, nothing. You just take the 3 seconds. That ain't your 3 seconds either.
Sometimes it's 5.
So what is boy say 3 seconds money you day? And see who got my sister on his face. Don't talk about rushing out this body 26.
What they tell you? They agree with me?
Dennis, I totally agree with you about
thank
3 seconds
much.
Of dead air. It is not good to hear. I aggravate me like, if that aggravate you, something wrong with you. If you left one for 3 seconds to aggravate you, something is wrong. This boy looks like Dennis though, so he might be your family.
Boy, I ain't got no
family. You bet. You watch your mouth. You got no
family. I have no family. I have no family. Faith, all right.
Yes,
you understand what I mean by aggressive online? You get my point, sir?
Yeah.
So if I go in and get a drink for the lady.
Yeah.
Or I just ain't like Smokey. Right? And I hear that online. Bam, ba, da, da, ba. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, boy. That, who was that? Oh, that is Smokey? Well, I know Smokey is do that. You see, I like horns. I'm one of the few men that say that out loud. I had enough. I like horns. Horns. Plenty horns. Right. Give me the horn.
Leave that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
That I won't blow.
No. As a matter of fact, there's a song that I play once and poor David, I just run out of the office in a hurry. It was by Fab Five. It's called Feeling Horny, Horny, Feeling Horny. And your man got some horns kicking there. I go, yeah, I like that. That's good horns. Since Carnival over, I haven't been blowing my horn, feeling horny, horny. Yeah, I want to blow.
You like that? Are you playing?
What do you mean? That plenty doubling down on Tom, boy.
You want band it to it?
I know that.
you want
band it to the third song.
Yes, please.
That this, you tell me is not called, it's called Bad Mind.
It's called Bad Mind. I wrote this one as well, and it was produced by...
It was written for whom?
Bad Mind people.
You know
in
them?
In general. Everybody has a Bad Mind person in their life, you know? People that like to...
Dennis, she's not going to call anyone's
talk about
name.
You.
Listen, oh she been God. Dropping... Listen, she's been dropping broad hints all day. She says, I worked with the Water Street Boys... was a good marriage. There was trust. When a woman start talking about trust and marriage, what do you think? What do you think,
so
Sluggy?
So you feel that?
What do you think, Sluggy?
So you feel the same deeper behind her music?
I don't know.
You just searching
all night.
You just searching
all night. Build it. You know, bad mind people.
we are doing an interview, doing investigative journalism.
No, we're exploring the reasons for
no,
a song.
You're badgering the witness.
Oh, I'm badgering the witness. All right, the witness will draw. Hi, Dennis. Don't let people confuse you. The draw is at 5. The Calypsonians are signing their contracts at 4. the draw will be at 5. Okay. This is confirmation from the National Cultural Foundation. Thank you, the Corporate Communications Specialist, National Cultural Foundation.
Thank you very much.
I like Faith. Nice production, says the gentleman who shall remain nameless at the moment.
Thank you.
I don't want to blow your head. Check the bass. Horn lines are not aggressive enough in some songs. They were talking about horn lines. Mm-hmm. I started aggressive horn lines in called several songs I will talk about. Mm-hmm. Said, my horn lines, I bet you didn't know that. No, I did not know they were your horn lines, my friend. So apparently you like horns too. I am glad to know that we share that likeness. Sir. Who shall remain nameless, sir?
So this person, he didn't want the boy to know that. He like...
No, I don't want the person to know who it is. I don't like calling names. This is a program where you don't ask people their names.
So when you say saying bad, call your boy name, but when you say saying good, leave it.
Well, no. He talked about the horn lines that he did. Aggressive horn lines. Okay, let me call the aggressive horn lines and you could put a name to it. Shake it up. Conga line. Lift your lever. Make noise. Guns. Take your clothes off. Right, good. I know. See your face there, little looking. You horned on any of those?
Did the person arrange these?
Did you horn on any of those?
I heard you calling that spice sounds, but the person arranged these sounds? I
see, it sounds like spice. You see? It's a spice. It's a spice body I was talking to.
Well, figure.
I was just talking to a spicer. Oh. Right. Yeah. Good no evening. Things, boy.
Good evening, boss.
Good evening, spicer. Good.
Yes. So
bad mind people. Sorry, yes. We're talking about bad mind people in your life and bad mind people.
This one was produced by Chris Allman at Slam City.
Mm-hmm. Chris, good afternoon to you.
Yes, please. That's my boy. So
you trust him too?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You do.
It's a good marriage too?
Yeah.
A lot of production in the
yeah, we worked together before New Music
right,
Agents.
Right. It's a lot of production, right?
Yeah.
I keep promising to take fireworks into when I used to do it, into a production studio to watch what is a production. But every time I talk to Chris, I see him walking all up Shop Hill and thing, exercising. So Chris, when are you coming? Man, I'm busy. So I could come and sit down, I'm busy. And they got people who don't like you to watch them work.
Because sometimes you need to be not who you are or what you see to bring out those creative juices. So sometimes you already let go. And you know, so you know if you want everyone seeing that, not all the time.
So when people come here and say it's expensive to produce a song. Mm-hmm. Live horns cost a lot of money. Close your ears, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
These horn men that charge you a lot to horn them. Yeah. Sorry to put horns in your song.
They make money from horns. Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. So you hope to win the 100,000, or you want
I
the car,
so.
Or you want the truck?
I want the money.
Stupid question to ask a woman.
A woman, no, Dennis, nobody. I guarantee you that whoever win don't want that vehicle. Think you care about who knows? $100,000? $100,000? Mm-hmm. She can buy a car.
Bruh, are you listening? They want $100,000. Figure out how to tax it. Yeah. Report it in your income tax, income for the year. What? I just dampen your spirit, right?
That's so unnecessary. You was drinking?
Not yet. You have something for me. Faith,
yes, please.
You wrote Bad Mind People. Mm-hmm. For what? For competition? Mm-hmm. Just to get a bad mind
just
out
to get
here?
A song out there to encourage people also to don't worry about what these people have to say or do.
Well,
you know,
wrote
just
the song for me.
Yeah, just keep pushing on and keep doing you. Keep doing your thing.
I thank you for doing this for me here because every day I got to sit down and deal
you
with them.
You got to deal with them like
that. No, because you see, here's the thing about all people, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't get. Sluggy perhaps could attest to this because I know you know a few too. Mm. We don't call them by name, but we know them. They exist in every neighborhood, sometimes in your own house, sometimes close to you, sometimes far away from you.
Yeah.
You get right everything. Mm-hmm. And they say, that's what you're supposed to do. You slip up once. Mm-hmm. And you hear it for a year. Mm-hmm. Every time. You remember the last time when, by say sorry. Yeah, but you remember. Yeah, by say sorry. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And I made it up. I buy flowers. I send chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tell you the next day you look nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you didn't notice that I put on a new dress. Well, but I say sorry.
Fair enough. So yeah, I guess it will work for you then. So you got a lot of people here and see if, you know, it works for them as well.
I hope it's slow enough for them to hear. It is called Pitching Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sluggy had some training in military matters or
mm-hmm.
quasi-military matters at one point, he told me.
Mm-hmm.
In the military, don't ask me how I know, there's something called talking to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you don't let your commanding officer, you used to face the wall, and when you see passing, talk to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pitching talk, you know.
Okay.
The commanding officer is speaking to me, sir. No, sir, I'm speaking to the wall. Right, so it's called pitch and talk. Yeah. So it's ready. Right?
Okay. You're getting straight jail.
You're going what?
Straight jail.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. I wasn't speaking to you, sir. Right. It's addressing the wall, sir.
You gotta talk to the wall. You can't say commanding officer.
Oh, you just gotta say the wall.
Yeah, because we said commanding officer. It's only one.
Only one.
Commanding officer.
See why you just get a lawyer to defend
it's
you when
true.
You go to
it's
court.
True. It's
thank
true.
You. Thank you, counsel.
I'm training both.
Are you training both?
Mm.
So who are you pitching talk for?
The wall.
The wall. See? She's learning fast. So you signed your contract at 4. Mm-hmm. You draw 4 at number 5. Mm-hmm. You have any more tents coming up?
No, tent is
done. So yes. It's just getting ready for competition Sunday, mm-hmm. and then getting ready for. You like the break in between the two, trying to recharge your batteries.
I wish it was more time, but yeah.
Outfits in order.
Getting there, on the way. In progress.
In progress. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't put yourself into too much debt, mm-hmm. just in case you get 90,000 instead of 100,000. You know? No, mm-hmm. but anyhow, little tweaks and changes.
Yeah, definitely.
For both.
For both.
Okay. Well. All the best to you. You know the stage. Mm-hmm. You've triumphed in other areas.
Thank you. Thank
Banks,
you.
Calendar Girl, and mm-hmm. Hotel Circuit. And
also what next for Faith? Digital Ambassador.
Digital Ambassador. Mm-hmm. What else for Faith?
Well, I just the mountains unconquered. Get through the season. Take a little break, and I'm off to Toronto to perform for Barbados on the Water.
See what I mean?
Yeah, working. Yeah, man. So you could keep locked on my social media, that's so you will see what's up next. Instagram, 246 Faith. There's a website as well, www.gottahavefaith.com. So,
see why I have to ask these questions? Mm-hmm. Because I'm an old school fellow who is saying, oh, send me a postcard, write me a note.
Instagram. Yes.
And I'll be kept abreast of wherever you mm-hmm, are. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Are you putting together the whole compilation now of everything Faith?
Well, I have an album
full
out.
Full of Faith?
I have an album out. It's called Memories.
Hint.
So,
you can't have memories at your age.
What do you mean?
What memories you have?
I still of have what? Memories.
Was you got amnesia? Was you got amnesia?
No, but at that age, you're building memories, man.
So you have none?
Me?
Noemi, at her age, she have no memories?
No, she's building a memory.
Right, so she's singing about that. She wants you to do and sing?
No. Right. I want her to write all about Faith. Mm. I just think it has a nice ring to it.
Come on, then. It's kind of everything kind of about you.
It's all about Faith, not me.
Right, so it's Faith memories.
Right, all right.
Memories all right. Of Faith.
You want a special album? You could work out that your budget, you know?
I am going through my mind now to try to remember if she actually signed the calendar for me. I have a collection of calendars, you know.
We know you would.
Yeah, of course I would.
We know you would.
Banks take down theirs. I have mine if, you know. You know, people is going to sell things on eBay and then mm-hmm. you get millions for it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when Faith become a big star, I could say, I knew her when.
Are you going to sell it?
No, man. She got to pay me to get it. to not publish.
They can see you lawyer enough work.
Boy,
you made your lawyer really happy.
Listen, not only that, he resigned and gone to the bench. Can't represent me no more. Sob. But looking back on those days, right? Mm-hmm. Any regrets?
No regrets, only lessons.
Bang.
Definitely. Well said.
Thank you.
Lessons learned. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. You could always write another song about it, couldn't you?
True.
Tell them, listen, when you know you just do me wrong thing, remember I could start singing. And you'll see how quickly they change their minds.
Question, Faith. Mm-hmm. Being by you, is fortunate enough, mm-hmm. blessed enough that you know, both competitions so far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So come on, it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. You tune out from Build It at all? Or it's, no. it's still your subconscious like biting at you still? Yeah, things that you could do better?
Definitely, because the next competition is only like 3 days after. I have to work with them together. So developing concepts, organizing costumes, props, dancers, everything has to be done at the same time.
So it's just
added pressure.
Obviously, two different songs and evoke two different emotions.
Yeah, because they
mean different things.
Yeah.
So you do both of those things in the same day?
Sometimes if I might deal with one in the morning, then one in the evening, or
so you you bring it. We do for you bring it to
see why I ask about nutrition and keeping fit. Yeah, you're on the ball.
We do for you bring it to put your brain at ease, because you know, like singing certain music with certain messages, you gotta put yourself there for sure. Especially if you care about it. I mean, if you don't really care, you could just sing the words, because they can mean nothing. But if you're the person that care, like a person like you that love the art, if you sing the word sad, you can really wanna know what sad feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
So like doing two of them a day, how you relax your brain? If or you don't get
well, I ain't get to that stage where I am connecting with the song. Right now is just trying to make sure that everything is in place
for the
competition. But I definitely will take it with myself and you know, deal with one at a time. So probably like Saturday, I will not deal with Piggity Cross good stuff
at all. Saturday, give yourself
Saturday and then Sunday. The competition. I'm putting those out. And then after the after Soca Mono on Sunday, then it'll just be, you know, peas focusing on the Piggity Crop.
Again.
Peas and rice and some peas and rice and some fried chicken.
This is for this for the song?
This is for food for the brain. But it's two different things. Listen, after all the energy, and she used to be a backup singer, so she knows about energy. Because you just can't fall asleep when you're a backup singer. You just can't fall asleep. And sometimes when you're singing for three different people, you got three different moods.
Not really.
Plenty lines to remember.
Ain't it difficult? It's not nowhere near the same thing.
That's what, doing the whole song?
Yeah, it's not even close. Because those songs are those people's songs, not hers. But these songs are hers. Especially ones that she had a big part in and writing and so on. So she can feel it connected far to it. Different. Yeah, because she wrote the words.
I take your word for it. You've been backstage. I just stop and look.
And I listen to build it. I listen to the recording. Yeah, and it calls for a lot, because you know, obviously it's not an instructional song.
Nope.
You know what I mean? It's not a fun commentary. You know what I mean? It's a serious song. But also the registers call for a lot with her. So that we answer those questions, because the register, the song, as well as the words. So you know what I mean? So brain gotta be there.
Don't let him frighten you. Don't listen.
Frightened? She good. Faith ready. Frightened? This is your first time in the finals, yeah. But Faith ready for this long time. This ain't yesterday. She the point of this work. You know, Faith even before soccer, she done ready.
You know when she used to do R&B and thing? Or in the church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Faith ready. Faith ready.
Thank you, man. For sure.
All the best.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
blow
you.
Them away.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
We have faith.
Thank you so much.
For sure. I know for sure you can do well. Let me go. You can do well. Many night come, you'll be ready on your night for sure all the time. So that's something that you should always stay prayed on.
Yep.
Thank you.
Manners.
She's a together lady. I gotta tell you, the People's Monarch turning into a rather interesting battle. Let's see. Playoff number one, the first playoff, led by Manjeste with Some Time, came up against Mikey ATA Action Time again. Sweet versus Power, and the Sweet got 86% of the vote to 14% for Mikey, who was a former People's Monarch, by the way. So they went for Sweet this year. Then Tuesday the 23rd, Grateful Co with Do Ting and Shaquille Darling came up against each other. And 45% of the vote went to Do Ting, and Shaquille's Darling got 55% of the vote. And so advances to semi-final. Now, it says to me, therefore, that there's a certain preference for Sweetness this year. So, we have Hyper Songs, Fessa, against just the so what? Mm-hmm. You voting or you can't vote? You eligible to vote? I don't know. I got to check with you. You.
I can't vote.
See, I thought so. Your name ain't on the voters list.
No.
Okay. Well, those of you who can, please go out and vote. We got more. I got to talk to Eleanor Rice. She's going to call me about Cave Shepherd All-Stars. So I can get a chance to chat with her. There is still discussion about judging. And more discussion online about a certain song that everybody seemed to have liked. But there are conflicting reports on it. So we're going to talk a little bit about your favorite people, judges, as well. I got something to throw into the mix for you. Don't look so scared. It's only me. Fireworks of 2019 in association with the COSCAP, West Indian Waterproofing and Armstrong Agencies Limited. Sluggy is sitting across from yours truly.
Uh-huh.
And we're in for another afternoon of chatting with you, 4341790. You can send a WhatsApp message to 2666-IVOB, 2664862. You've been doing that. And you can join, make your comments. I wanted to raise this one with you, Sluggy, because we've been talking about judging off and on during our conversations over the last couple of days. By the way, you're coming for Smokey tomorrow, right?
Yes, of course. Because we can talk
double entendre tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we can be a good one. Someone sent a message on WhatsApp that said, judges should have a wide interest. International affairs, business, not just music. You know, I think when you look at the judges over the years and you read the bios, there are people with wide interests. Sometimes you have lawyers, literary experts. But your thoughts on wide and varied background for judges? How wide, how varied, where would you stretch the net? He thinks, ponders.
No, not really, I'm pondering. It should be wide as That's obvious.
That's obvious. Okay, good.
I mean,
the reason why I picked on that is this. There are times when, you know, remember I made the comment about you may hear a familiar line or familiar verse. Mm-hmm. And you know there's some international artists who've been caught plagiarizing. And you notice I jammed that Faye with All Night when she starts the Marvin Gaye All Night Long, right? Now, if you have a judge who, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. hasn't heard all kinds of caissos from all over the place, he may not pick up a line or a melody from somewhere else.
Correct.
Whereas if you have a judge who's judged competitions in various islands, mm-hmm. or have a wide interest in caisso, they may hear something you don't hear. The reason why I'm saying that is this. There are two members of my family who, one is... she judges pan competitions all over the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Antigua, Grenada, Trinidad. I have a brother who thinks he knows everything but caisso because he's been following caisso long before me because he's older than me. And then, of course, there's yours truly who figure he know everything. So one year, well, that's what they tell me. So one year, we had a discussion about a caisso that I thought was bare rubbish, mm-hmm. that was mashing up the place in Trinidad. Was done by Nigel and Marvin Lewis, and it was called Follow the Leader.
Yes.
And I thought it was a stupid caisso. I can see what Trinidadians saw in this song and why they were fed into it. And my brother said to me, oh, you living in Barbados too long. You forget what good caisso song like. Okay. People's Exhibit 1. By that time, I go to sleep. Because mm-hmm. then you're going nowhere. Plus, first, I know the roof is on fire. And that's not where I expect to follow it. Right? So I thought it foolishness. But then, I heard Youth Waves mm-hmm. doing a song called Who's the Leader? And I say, aha! Right. Right. So I went and did some investigating and found out that Youth Waves was the backing band when Nigel and Marvin went on tour of the Virgin Islands, and that they released this song before that other song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were a judge in a competition, like my two senior people who know so much about Kaiso, but they know about Youth Waves, you see, they would think Marvin... Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Big song. But when you hear the Youth Wave song, tell me which one you are getting more points to as a judge, Mr. Musician Man.
That depends on live.
On live?
Yeah, on radio, it ain't mean nothing to me.
It mean nothing to you.
Nah.
You can't see the career people lines.
No, and plus...
You won't call that plus you got not original?
No, plus you got like vocal, Denny, and you got a lot of programs out there that I can make the music sound perfect. So judging on a seat where you don't know
that people just
don't know CDs anymore. Judging something
recorded.
Judging something recorded is folly. It's total folly because there's a lot you can do to make sure you got a perfect product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you could record line by line, or you can record section by section. You know what I mean? So you can record follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Mm-hmm. Right. Or you can record follow the leader, leader. Right. Mm-hmm. Follow the leader, leader. Until they get perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the perfect one and still tune it.
Mm-hmm.
Then record next line. You understand?
And then you won't tell them I hear that song before.
Hmm?
You won't tell them at some point I hear that song before. I hear something that sounds like that before.
If there are any criteria, but you won't tell them, you'll just mark the suit.
Aha!
Right, but...
So when the people call and say, but my song get teeth because I like Nigel and Marvin because they know about Youth Waves.
But then, you know, like...
You see, my problem is that we make judgments and we don't know.
But how would you mark? Because there are so much songs like that. So I mean, like, Big Airy song that was that massive,
that was
so how you would judge that thing?
I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I haven't found what I'm looking for.
Right, so how you would that mean Biggie could have made anything then?
Not if you put it in competition.
It was the competition and it won. So if you have people to judge then, he can't wait for you.
No, we'll tell him the melody sounds familiar.
Like some music like that. So like
I know. Like yeah. I know.
And it's just sometimes that some of these songs you don't know.
But the question is, did the criteria say it had to be original melody?
Right, I know the criteria.
That's correct.
Yeah, it will go, if the criteria say it have to be an original melody.
I have argued this point before. You know, I like lyrics. And I like people to be precise with the lyrics. Okay? I looked at the rules once and said on air, with someone who was having a discussion with me. It says the calypsonian has to render a song. They didn't say, yeah, render a calypso. But they tell me, if it's a calypsonian, it must be a calypso. It's a calypso contest.
Mm-hmm.
I say, but that's not what the rules say. The rules say you must render. They didn't say render what. So when Adrian Clark did the song last year that had this spooge beat it, do you think it hurt him?
When who?
Adrian Clarke's song.
If it hurt him? Year?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, how? Why would it hurt him?
It was Spooge.
So?
In a Calypso contest.
Uh-huh.
If we made noise about Gabby Ole Ashe. You see, I'm telling you, we do things but that Gabby, make me answer, Gabby ask
win.
Why.
But Gabby win.
And people say it wasn't a Calypso.
Right, but after he win.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so then people don't count Dennis. Like we do this, like how, like just like you had, sometimes you will got someone singing sweet. Then the person will go finals. And then you will hear at the finals, man, let me really sing Calypso, you know that song to RBH, or he sing enough other songs, or you hear all these comments. But you'll be like... Why at the finals? Why you like the finals name?
And which is why.
Why would you allow? And this is my problem with competition and people in Barbados who sit on and judge the audience too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you just asking questions that the audience will answer.
That's correct.
Sometimes you just be, and sometimes you are purposely facetious.
Okay, I'm glad you recognize the difference.
So, but I don't understand how you will have a competition and then you allow a person to go to finals, but then the person have no chance of winning because their song. It's not adequate or suit the competition. That is extremely unfair.
Well, it's not that. I think sometimes people interpret things differently. And I'll use this as an example. Mr. Johnson, I've never heard the word queso mentioned so many times prior to this. We always before use the word soca or calypso. What's the difference? And then with the change from saying calypso, does this include other types of music, including bashment, etc.? I'm asking, not being ignorant about it. I went to Wikipedia. Wrong place to go, sir. The word is so foreign to me. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem, sir. K-A-I-S-O, Kaiso, is how I pronounce what you call calypso. It's the difference between proper standard English and my Caribbean dialect. Kaiso, to me, is what you call calypso, the traditional expression, etc. Soca is the derivative of the calypso genre.
Yeah.
That was a merging of soul and calypso done by Lord Shorty, he was then, later Ra Shorty I, Mr. Blackmon, with some grounding heritage in Barbados, that fellow. Wikipedia is one of the worst places, I think, to look for anything, and I'll tell you why I say so. And when I say kaiso, I do not include bashment or anything because I do not consider that to be kaiso.
That's another derivative of soca.
Soca.
And that's
the child of the child of the child.
Right, that's the fusion with dub and soca.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you why I said what I said about Wikipedia right after that. Fireworks 2019 in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies and Coscap. The WhatsApper asked me if he was the only Bajan, or she, don't know the gender, the only Bajan who has ever asked the question, and they said they heard Kashi with it this morning, Kaiso. Kaiso, as I said, that's what I know, the colloquial language when I lived in Grenada, when I lived in Trinidad. That's what we call it, kaiso. And when somebody rendered a good calypso, people would say, kaiso, kaiso, kaiso. It was the refrain when you wanted to bring them back again.
Yeah,
so when you drop a good kaiso, when you drop a good lyric. Let me tell you why I don't trust Wikipedia. I looked at Wikipedia one day and found this. Barbados, an island country in the Lesser Antilles of the West Indies in the Caribbean region of North America that was founded in 1966. And I stopped reading. Because any Bajan that believed that, something wrong with them. There is something wrong with that. Anyway, I have a call. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir?
Yes, I was listening to your competition just now, and slugging me at the point that referring to some song that Gabby sung.
Ole Ashe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some remark that some person said that he's singing R&B.
R&B? Yeah. No, they said it was a Spanish Latin song, a Latin song. That's what they said.
Oh, mm-hmm. But the reason why I've often heard persons reference to doing R&B. She used to do R&B and she went on to Calypso.
Mm-hmm,
but my thing is, really, when you say R&B, mm-hmm. initial stands for what?
Rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues, mm-hmm. exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line, some of the songs that I hear youngsters like Sluggy's age and, you know, probably a little older, mm-hmm. they say they're singing R&B. It doesn't sound like the R&B that I know.
Because it's a different song, sir.
And it's
it's a different sound. You see, again, depending on how old you are, I am going to be 62 if I live to see next week Wednesday. So R&B in my time was different from Beyonce and the the R&B practitioners of today. I know. So what I'm saying is, and there was soul, that people know packaging and calling it R&B. Rhythm and blues was not what is being done by Babyface and Beyonce. That's not old style rhythm and blues.
Uh-huh.
So you have to understand which era they're talking about when they talk. Just as how Calypso has changed between 1955 and 1975, and 1985 and 2005, R&B has changed from 1966
to 1976. But you said that comment in reference to the fellas that singing.
That say they're singing R&B today.
That singing Calypso.
He said no. He heard some Calypso artists say they're singing R&B, but what they're calling R&B is not what he calls R&B.
So, you see, here Calypso artists say they're singing R&B, or you hear people in the
general people.
You hear the public, not the Calypso. You hear the public saying that the Calypso is singing R&B. That what you're saying, right?
Yes, Calypso.
Right, so...
And I made that statement referring to other songs.
Other songs.
That you mean, right. So, and Dennis is saying that because R&B changed?
I'm saying that we call something R&B today that old schoolers don't call R&B.
R&B, right, yeah.
Rhythm and blues has a different meaning to people over 50 than those under 30.
Right, but you stress it on the rhythm and blues, but he mean...
Calypso. No, he made both. He made both.
Right.
He said there are people who say... A Calypsonian not singing Calypso, they're singing rhythm and blues.
Right.
And then there are people who say they sing rhythm and blues. I mean, that's what they're singing. Like Justin Faith says, when she goes on the hotel circuit, she sings rhythm and blues. But he says that what they're calling rhythm and blues, he doesn't call it rhythm and blues.
Dan, wait, what you're saying is not what I understand what he's saying.
And that's why I tell you that's what he said. You want him to tell you again?
Mr. Johnson is correct. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Right, so you're saying that the R&B...
R&B singers. Let's forget Calypsonians for the minute.
Right, the
R&B singers
uh-huh.
are not even singing what he calls R&B. Which is why I mentioned the difference between Beyonce and let's say, I will go further back to the 1960s.
Right, but if you check R&B today, right? If you check the music that's classified as rhythm and blues today, R&B. And then you check the R&B from, you say, 1950s, right?
1966. Let's say 1966.
Right. The characteristics are going to be the same. The style in which they're singing them, their delivery is going to be different, but the characteristics are going to be the same. So if you might go...
That's why I made the comment about Calypso changing from the 60s to the 70s to the music evolves.
Right, right. But the Calypso, in Calypso now, why the sound of Pierce Garcia problem is because the... Calypso, the characteristics, the sound will change, but the characteristics are going to be the
Boss man, you talking to, you see, when you try to make distinctions between characteristics as a musician and somebody hearing a song, for example, if you listen to Temptation singing My Lady Soul,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. And you listen to Beyonce singing Pick Up Your Bags and To the Left, To the Left, To the Left, take your bags and go to the left.
Yeah, same characteristics.
You could talk about characteristics, the man listening to emotion and mood and feel and groove.
No, but the style can be the same.
What style is the same?
Sure. Wow.
All right. I withdraw. I withdraw. The prosecution rests. So you understand what I said, right? I just checking with you first.
Yeah.
You understand what I said, right?
No. Yeah.
Do you see Temptations, the singing My Girl or Lady Soul has been the same with Beyoncé singing Take Your Things and Carry It to the Left?
No. In the closet.
See, doesn't see.
That's my stuff.
Two different
songs.
The feeling.
The feeling.
Rhythm and blues. You have to understand what blues was to a man in the 60s and blues are to you. When you sing in the blues, see, when rhythm and blues.
When I'm being very confused. R&B, which is rhythm and blues.
That's what it is.
It's not going to have much blues. So when you talk about blues.
So you have changed. So you have changed it. That's the point we're making, sir.
Yeah, no, we're wrong, incredibly wrong.
Yeah, I know. We just old.
Yeah.
We're two old men trying to convince a young man. Wait till you
get old. No, I'm not. I am not trying to convince you all. I'm telling you all. This is not my opinion. This is what the music is. For a song, for music to be classified as this or called this, the characteristics must be there. So if you want like in Calypso, if you listen to Adrian Clarke song of recent in that long ago, Inauthentic Calypso, they used to repeat the first line, boy, did you know that Inauthentic Calypso, his style is in the, it can be a little different today if you listen to the song.
Old style case.
If you listen to the song, then and now, Adrian delivery might be a little different, but listen to the characteristics and the music, it's going to be the same. That's what we are able to call Calypso. You listen to the R&B pop. It's very, very different music, and a lot of music we call R&B is pop. So that you tell you, you all will be extremely confused because some songs that are pop songs we call R&B.
But some people, even I heard some DJs rap pop music.
R&B.
It should include R&B.
Yeah. A lot of DJs don't know. Yeah, so not pop songs, Dennis. We score R&B.
But it's really
just pop.
Okay, sir. Sir, I thank you for your comments. As I said, I withdraw. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Doing something. Change your horse. He's a neophyte. Change your horse. Get somebody else, please.
All right, sir. You know, I love this program. You know why I love this program? I love this program because I was asked to fill in. And I fill in. But every time I sit down in the chair, all I get is licks. That is Kaiso, right? Or Calypso and
licks.
Soca. No, because...
Licks, well, it wants to take Kaiso is licks.
From I saying the word wrong to, you know...
Say the word wrong?
Person tell me Bajans don't say Kaiso. It's Calypso or Soca. Right? I mean, I ask you, you sat in this program. People call and tell you things like that before I sat down here?
No.
Thank you very much. At least you're honest.
You can't say Kaiso?
Apparently, everything that I do wrong, it don't matter what I do, you know. Boss man, they have some people that just hear my name and say wrong.
You can't say Kaiso.
I can't sit down here.
You know that the traditional thing. Even
but boss, take. My thing is this. I can't be anybody but me.
Correct.
I keep telling people, if you try to change me, what are you going to change me into?
But I'm young. And I'm young.
What are you going to change me into?
And I've been intense. And when the music's sweet, I'm Malik singing. Malik do a phrasing that really catch your ear. You know they shout out? Kaiso.
But hold on. I remember the doc, whichever name. I don't want to call the wrong one.
Yeah.
Because we had a doc and we had a doctor.
Correct.
I think it's the doctor.
The
doctor had a song a year, What If You're Wrong?
Mm.
And somebody called and asked, who's this fella that's singing with a Trini phrasing?
Right.
And I go, what? I say me have a Trinidadian accent, but what's a Trini phrasing? I like the look on your face. I just confuse you. I know that.
No, but that's another long, deep topic.
Why you just be worried about long, deep topics?
I don't think the person, like Trini, yes, they do. Trini have a style. obviously we have our style, but we could see the person singing with Trini phrasing. Then if those comments are just just ignore some. You can't ignore all.
No, but you see, this is my point. Perhaps it's something in my makeup.
Say you're Trini phrasing.
I don't like leaving people in their ignorance. I like to explain things to people, so at least they understand, or they say I disagree with you.
Yeah.
But we got a problem sometimes with accepting that we got a different point of view.
Yeah, and then some. Don't get twisted. I've experienced on this show already where in terms of music, some people calling something this or saying this, and it accepted it over the years, people saying it. But then they will come and say, you know what, it's not this, you know, it's that. But then people will be very offended. So suddenly just leave them.
I hear you. Maybe one day I get to that stage. When I get there yet. age is not mellowing me.
You can't fight every battle, buddy.
But you're joking. Fireworks good afternoon. You ever tell a lion he can't hunt?
You can fight all.
If a lion can't hunt, what are you going to do? Just sit and stroke the beard?
You'll meet yourself extremely miserable.
That too is true.